All right. Let yourself settle in now. Find a comfortable position, allowing your body to gently release any tension it no longer needs to carry. As you bring awareness to your breath, notice how each inhale draws in a sense of calm, and each exhale gently lets go. Letting go of holding, letting go of effort. That's it. With each breath, it's as if the outer world begins to fade just a little, and the inner world opens. Take a moment to notice how good it feels to pause here, to simply be present with yourself. No one needs anything from you in this moment. This time is entirely for you. And as you begin to drift, perhaps you imagine your breath as a soft wave rolling across the shore. Inhale. The wave gathers strength. Exhale, it gently meets the sand and withdraws, soothing, natural. Your body knows exactly how to do this. With every breath, you feel yourself drifting down into a deeper level of calm. As if with every exhale, the outer world grows quieter and a doorway opens within, inviting you inward into peace. As you float here, you might begin to imagine descending a beautiful staircase. Each step downward deepens the sense of relaxation. 10. Feeling heavy and light all at once. 9. Softening the forehead and jaw. 8. Shoulders release. 7. Heart slowing. 6. Drifting deeper. 5. Halfway down now. 4. Your thoughts gently melting like snow under the sun. 3. Breathing in clarity. 2. Calm and centered. 1. And deeply within. Here in this quiet place, you can reflect without pressure, without urgency, without expectation. This is where old patterns can dissolve and new truths can take their place. You've always loved deeply, fiercely, especially when it comes to Alec. Your connection with him is real and sacred. But sometimes, that love creates a tug of war inside. Part of you wants to be close always. Another part of you feels the pull of life calling you outward. Not away from Alec, but into yourself. And here's something quietly profound. It isn't about choosing between love and independence. It's not an either-or choice. It never was. It's about discovering that when you cultivate your own garden, you bring more to the relationship than ever before. Not because Alec needs you to be less devoted. Not because distance is the answer. But because you are more than just a partner. You are a whole person capable of discovering what lights you up, what makes you, you. You may recall Alec saying something along these lines. If only you had a passion in your life beyond just pleasure, something of a long-term nature that fully engages you, even if it means less time with me. You may have heard Alec saying something similar to this. He wasn't asking you to turn away from love. He was gently pointing you back to your own center. And now, you can let that idea unfold. There's no urgency, no pressure, no rigid plan. Just this question blooming quietly in your heart. What would it feel like to be engaged in something meaningful just for me? You don't need a job. You don't need a schedule. You don't want stress. What you want is something that gives back to your soul. Maybe it's the quiet joy of giving back through charity, kindness, or compassion. Maybe it's the peace of knowing you've poured your love into a cause or a community, the same way you've poured into Alec and your daughters. Imagine that for a moment. You, involved in something that matters to you. Something gentle, uplifting, something that lets you feel, I'm not just surviving, I'm creating, I'm living with meaning. Feel what that does to your inner being, how it stabilizes you. How it softens the grip of that old need to be with Alec all the time. not because you love him less, but because you finally love yourself enough. Now, see how that inner fulfillment spills over. When you are lit from within, you don't need to cling. You don't need Alec to be everything. You are whole. And because you are whole, you can love more freely, more spaciously, more securely. It's no longer a tug of war. Because you are no longer choosing between you and him. Imagine now a woman tending a garden on a hillside. She waters it each morning, not because it's required of her, but because she finds joy in watching it grow. Her roses bloom, not for approval, but because she has chosen to love them into life. Nearby, there is a fire, warm and steady. That fire represents her connection with her beloved. She doesn't need to sit by it constantly to know it's there. Because she knows, as long as she tends her own garden, her fire stays strong. And the fire, in turn, warms her when she returns. She isn't choosing between the garden and the flame. She's living in a rhythm that lets both flourish. Now imagine that woman is you, and this is your new rhythm. And as you go about your days, you might begin to notice small, gentle ideas coming to you, a cause that stirs your heart, an idea that lingers, a quiet sense of this feels right. You may find yourself feeling unexpectedly drawn to contribute, to explore, to engage without pressure, without perfection. And perhaps you'll begin to experience your love for Alec, not as a rope you cling to, but as an anchor that supports your sails as you explore a broader, calmer sea. Because something shifts when you stop trying to choose between Alec and yourself and begin instead to expand what's possible for both of you. Every day now, you remember you are allowed to love deeply and also live fully. You're allowed to give Alec while also giving to yourself. And what a gift that becomes to him, to you, and to your marriage. You are cultivating not distance, but depth. Not disconnection, but resilience. You are planting something beautiful inside yourself, and it will grow. In the days and weeks ahead, you may begin to feel drawn to explore activities that feed your spirit and give life deeper meaning. You may begin to experience less emotional dependence on Alec, even as your love for him grows stronger. You may begin to reframe time apart from Alec as space for inner fulfillment, not abandonment. And you may begin to let go of the either-or thinking and replace it with a sense of harmonious both and living. You may even notice yourself smiling quietly as your energy shifts from needing to nurturing. You're becoming whole in a new way, one that serves you and your relationship. And now, gradually, you can begin to return to full waking consciousness, bringing with you this quiet strength and new insight. Returning from the garden, carrying a sense of deep calm, purposeful joy, and a new way of being. On the count of five, you'll feel clear, refreshed, and confident in your new understanding. One, beginning to rise. Two, feeling the body. Three, breath deepening. Four, movement returning to hands and feet. And five, eyes open, wide awake, and fully present. Welcome back.